Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. I want to talk about intercession. What is intercession? Let's start by explaining what is an intercessor.
Asiqale sichaze ukuthi yini umceli.
Read for me Isaiah 59 verse 16.
Ngifundele ku Isaiah 59.
Esandleni somusa.
Isaiah 59. Did I give you the verse? Verse 16. Read verse 1 and 2 first and then jump to verse 16.
Isaiah 59 from verse 1. Listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak
okay,
to
wait.
Save you.
Are you guys, is it okay if we read?
Huh?
Is it okay? All right, take it from verse 1 to verse 16.
Tata 1, verse 16.
Listen. The Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you call. It's your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Your hands are the hands of murderer, and your fingers are filthy with sin. Your lips are full of lies, and your mouth spews corruption. No one cares about being fair and honest. The people's lawsuits are based on lies. They conceive evil deeds and then give birth to sin.
The people's what?
The people's lawsuit.
Lawsuit is what?
Are based on lies.
Are based on lies.
They conceive evil deeds and then give birth to sin.
They conceive evil deeds and give birth to sin. In other words, even when they go to court, they just lie. They make up all kinds of lies and do all sorts of evil. Hallelujah. Keep going.
They hatch deadly snakes and weave spiders' webs. Whoever falls into their web will die, and there's danger even in getting near them. Their webs can be made into clothing, and nothing they do is productive. All their activity is filled with sin, and violence is their trademark. Their feet run to the evil.
All their activities are filled with sin, and violence is their trademark. Continue.
Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning. Misery and destruction always follow them, and they don't know where to find peace or what it means to be just and good. They have mapped out crooked roads, and no one who follows them knows a moment peace. So there is no justice amongst us, and we know nothing about right living. We look for light but find only darkness.
There is no justice amongst us. What does it say? We don't know right living.
We know nothing about right living.
About right living. Continue.
We look for light but find only darkness. We look for bright skies but walk in gloom. We grope like the blind along a wall, feeling away like people without eyes, even at brightest noontime. We stumble as though it were dark. Among the living, we are like the dead. We growl like hungry bears. We mourn like mournful doves. We look for justice, but it never comes. We look for rescue, but it is far away from us. For our sins are piled up before God and testify against us. Yes, we know what sinners we are. We know we have rebelled and have denied the Lord. We have turned our backs on our God. We know how unfair and oppressive we have been. carefully planning our deceitful lies. Our courts oppose the righteous, and justice is nowhere to be found.
Our courts oppose the righteous. They fight against the righteous. And justice is nowhere to be found. Yes.
Truth stumbles in the streets, and honesty has been outlawed.
Truth stumbles in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yes, truth is gone. And anyone who renounces evil is attacked.
Anyone who renounces evil is attacked.
Huh?
The one who says evil is bad is attacked.
The Lord looked and was displeased to find there was no justice. He was amazed to see that no one intervened to help the oppressed.
So he was amazed to see that no one intervened to help the oppressed. When I read this, I was so surprised. To me, from verse 1 up until verse 16, it's just describing today. Today, you watch television. Okay, the news, rather. And you see someone that even a blind person can see that this one is guilty. People make noise. They go to court. And you see the guilty person is just moving. No problems. Truth now is, to know truth now is very difficult. For me, I don't just watch news anymore. For me to know what is going on, I found a way to hear what this one is saying, hear what this one is saying, and I make up a picture for myself. Because if you just listen to one person, they can just tell you a lie. So the Bible tells us in verse
16
that the reason for this situation is because there is nobody to intervene. In fact, the Bible says that God was amazed that there is nobody to intervene. So an intercessor is someone who intervenes. Stand up and start acting like we are fighting. Act like you are fighting. So an intercessor is someone who intervenes. Someone say intervene. Thank you, brothers. Put your hands together for them. Now, intercession is a type of praying. Are you understanding? So God doesn't expect you to intervene the way I did physically. But through your prayers, you can intervene in many situations. So an intercessor is someone who intervenes when they see certain problems. I've got a definition that I've written here. An intercessor is one who intervenes on the behalf of truth. And what is right. So you don't intervene just for any foolishness. You intervene for truth. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Bible tells us that love loves truth.
Uh-huh.
We must intervene through prayer. When things are happening in our nation, we can intervene. Through our prayers, we have power to intervene. Through our prayers, God can stretch out his hand and stop certain nonsense. Last year sometime, there was an eruption of gang-related violence. People would just come with AK-47 while people are partying. Ah, yo, yo. And they... You remember? It happened in Joburg. Happened in KwaZulu-Natal. Happened in the Western Cape. And we stood in the gap. And said, in the mafias, we will not see such nonsense. Not in
mafias.
So we were intervening. There are people who don't know us, but we are praying for them. Early this year, the Lord showed me that there's a lot of witchcraft in schools. But I tell you, the witches cannot flow freely because through our prayers, we are intervening. Someone say we are intervening. Yeah. So an intercessor is someone who intervenes. In your family, you can intervene through prayer. I remember some years ago, my brothers, when they were younger, they were playing soccer. One of them is still playing even now. And the school they were going to, they didn't like the people there playing football and all these things. So my brothers would get selected by the under what national teams when they were younger. So they would go to school and say, can we please be excused for these couple of days because we've been selected to play for the national team. And what do you know what the school did? They kicked them out. And my parents those days, they were trying to get them another school because they kicked them out in the middle of the year. And so during that time, they were sitting at home. And one night, I was just sitting and my mother came to me and she said, my son, I'm so stressed. I can't find a school for your brothers. Now, something had happened at home that had made me angry. So I didn't feel like praying. But when I saw her emotions and her tears, my heart was broken. When she left, I said, Lord, I give you 1 week. These boys must be at school. Can you see I'm intervening now? We spoke at night. By the next day, somebody phoned and said, bring your sons. And they started going to school. So when my parents said, okay, here's school fees money, they said, we will pay the school fees for your children. And so they said, no, these boys, we want them to live in the boarding school. And they said, okay, here's the money for boarding. They said, we will pay for everything, school fees, food. All of a sudden, my brothers were going to school for free. Someone say for free. When an intercessor intervenes through prayer, there's a lot of change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Intercession is praying for the forgiveness of others. Including, so when you are praying for others to be forgiven, an intercessor prays as though he is one of them that needs forgiveness. Even though you are clean, you have no sins. But an intercessor will pray as though him or herself is a serious sinner. So, for example, an intercessor will not say, Lord, forgive the people in Nalmapias. They are sinning, Lord, they are bad, they are evil. Rather, an intercessor will say, Lord, forgive us, people of Mafias. Lord, we have sinned against you. We have committed evil against you. So an intercessor is someone who is always praying for the forgiveness of sins for the people he lives amongst. So when Paul says that we must intercede, he says we must intervene in situations in this life through our prayers. And Paul is saying we have to pray for the forgiveness of the sins of the people of this world. These amens are not blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to read for me two scriptures quickly. Isaiah 53 and verse 12.
I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for the rebels.
This is talking about Jesus. Read it one more time with the understanding that it's talking about Jesus.
I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death.
He exposed himself to death, number one.
He was counted amongst the rebels.
He was counted amongst the rebels. Was Jesus a rebel? Continue.
He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels.
He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. He came and took our position and cried out for us as one of us, if you understand. That's an intercessor. They have a burden for mankind. When people are destroying their lives, someone who's not an intercessor will say, "Eish, sis man, eish, bayahlupha labantu." But someone who's an intercessor, when he or she sees people damaging their lives, when he or she gets home, will say, "Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, oh God. Forgive us, oh Lord. Let the blood of Jesus speak on our behalf." I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. Read for me the book of Daniel. Chapter 9.
Good 9.
You can take it from verse 1. Now this is a professional intercessor.
No professor intercessor.
I want you to listen to his words as he begins his intercession. Daniel chapter
9.
Read for me from verse 1 up until verse 19.
Daniel chapter 9 from verse 1. It was the first year of the reign of Darius the Mede, the son of Ahasuerus, who became king of the Babylonians. During the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, learned from reading the word of the Lord, as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet, that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. So I turned to the Lord.
So Daniel noticed the situation.
Daniel,
he was reading his Bible. Specifically, he was reading the book of
Jeremiah.
And he noticed that Jeremiah had prophesied that God's people will be in bondage for 70 years. But the prophecy was that after 70 years, God would deliver them from slavery. So 70 years had just finished and nothing was happening. So Daniel decided to intervene. That, Lord, your word says after 70 years, you will deliver your people and nothing is happening. But I want you to see and listen to his words when he was interceding for the nation of Israel. Yes, ma'am.
So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. I also wore rough purples and sprinkled myself with ashes. I prayed to the Lord God and confessed, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commands.
So listen to this professional intercessor. When he starts, he starts by giving God his word. This is what your word says about you. Continue.
But we have sinned and done wrong. We have rebelled against you and scorned.
Can you hear him saying we? Daniel was not a sinner. He was a righteous man. But he said, we have sinned. We have done wrong.
So,
yes, ma'am.
And scorned your commands and regulations. We have refused to listen to your servants, the prophets, who spoke on your authority to our kings and princes and ancestors and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are in the right. But as you see, our faces are covered with shame. This is true of all of us. Including the people of Judah and Jerusalem and all Israel, scattered near and far. Wherever you have driven us because of our disloyalty to you, O Lord, we and our kings, princes, and ancestors are covered with shame because we have sinned against you. But the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. Mm-hmm. We have not obeyed the Lord our God, for we have not followed the instruction he gave us through his servant the prophets. All Israel is disobedient. All Israel has disobeyed your instruction and turned away, refusing to listen to your voice. So now, the solemn curse and judgment written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured down on us because of our sins. You have kept your word and done to us, our rulers, exactly as you warned. Never has there been such a disaster as happened in Jerusalem. Every curse written against us in the law of Moses has come true. Yet we have refused to seek mercy from the Lord our God by turning from our sins and recognizing the truth. Therefore, the Lord has brought upon us the disaster he prepared. The Lord our God was right to do all of these things, for we did not obey him. O Lord our God, You brought lasting honor to your name by rescuing your people from Egypt in great display of power. Mm-hmm. But we have sinned and are full of wickedness. In view of all your faithful mercies, Lord, please turn your furious anger away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain. All the neighboring nation mock Jerusalem and your people because of our sins and the sins of our ancestors. Mm-hmm. Oh, our God, hear your servant's prayer. Listen as I plead. for your own sake. Lord, smile again on desolate sanctuary. Oh my God, lean down and listen to me. Open your eyes and see our despair. See our city, the city that bears your name, lies in ruins. We make this plea not because we deserve help, but because of your mercy. Oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, listen and act for your own sake. Do not delay. Oh my God, for your people and your city bear your name.
Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God. This is an intercessor.
Lo intercessor.
Who is pleading.
Ocelayo.
That God will forgive.
Ukuthi inkosi ithathelele.
His nation.
Isizwe sayo.
And although he was a good person and a righteous person.
Noma ngaba yelungile emuhle.
He included himself.
Wayifaka naye.
As a sinner.
Njengowonileyo.
He said, we didn't listen to your prophets.
Wathi thina silalelanga abaprofeti bakho.
Oh Lord.
Wathi inkosi.
Forgive us.
Sithethelele.
Have mercy.
Iba nomusa.
On us.
Kithina.
So, an intercessor is someone who has a burden.
Intercessor umuntu onomthwalo.
For God's people.
Ngabantu bakaNkulunkulu.
And for all men.
Nangabantu bonke.
And is constantly pleading.
And we are telling
the Lord,
inkosi,
forgive us.
Sithethelele.
Because every day,
ngoba ngazo zonke insuku,
there's sin in the streets we live in.
Emgwaqeni esihamba kuwona.
Every day,
ngazo zonke insuku,
forgive us.
Sithethelele.
Many people,
abantu abaningi,
they like names and titles.
Bathanda amagama nezisho.
I'm an intercessor.
Mina
ngiyintercessor. I'm a prophet.
Mina ngumprophet.
I'm an evangelist.
Mina ngumvangeli.
I always say,
kodwa nginokuthi,
it is not about the name
or the title,
but it's about the work that you do.
Kungomsebenzi owenzayo.
So if you're an intercessor,
uma intercessor,
or if you have a burden to stand in the gap for me, for people, then one of your passions will be, Lord, have mercy. Forgive us, Lord. Are you understanding?
Amen.
All right, let's move on because of time. Intercession. Okay, I'm explaining intercession. Is Holy Ghost inspired prayer.
The intercession is Holy Ghost inspired prayer, Pastor.
It is prayer that is influenced by the Holy Spirit. It is an anointing that comes upon the believer to pray in line with the will of God regarding any topic or situation. I'll say that again. Intercession is Holy Ghost inspired prayer. It is an anointing that comes upon the believer to pray in line with the will of God regarding any situation. Read for me Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and verse 27. Out of all types of praying, this is my favorite.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. And the Holy Spirit help us.
Just wait, some Bibles are still turning. Romans chapter 8.
Roma 8.
We'll be reading verse 26 and verse 27.
26 and 27.
Are we there? Yes, ma'am.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness.
The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness.
So what is our
weakness?
For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for.
We don't know what God wants us to pray for. Many people in this life, they pray about what they want, what they need, the current situation they're experiencing. And most of the time, what we want may not be what God wants for us. Only Oma is saying
amen.
One day, a friend of mine, you know, back in the days when we were still at school, I had a friend who was from Lesotho. And normally, around when we finish writing exams around
November,
obviously he would go home to Lesotho and come back in January or February. So one particular time, the Lord said to him, if you go back home, you will die. Stay here. And the government of Lesotho was giving them money every month for them to be able to, you know, buy food and those types of things. So when you finish writing your exams, there's no more money coming. Because Ankiru, you have finished. The guy was crying every day, Lord, I want to go home. The Lord said, if you go home, you will not come back. You will die. And so I didn't know that this was the situation. And every time I'd go to visit him, I just felt in my spirit, take some food. And I'll just go there. Hey, my friend, I've came to visit you. And I remember recently he was talking to me. And one time I brought some bananas. And he said, I will never forget those bananas that you brought that time. He always reminds me of those bananas. So sometimes, because it's normal going back home, but I don't know, maybe God was saving him from some danger that he was going to experience that particular year. So fortunately, his ear was open to the voice of God. And the Lord said to him, if you go this time around, you will die. So, someone who's an intercessor is someone who prays as he or she hears. I'll say it one more time. Is someone who prays as he or she hears. Holy Ghost inspired prayer. Read it again, verse 26 and 27.
Verse 26. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all our hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us, believers, in harmony with God's own will.
In harmony with God's own will. I think this is also powerful. Put your hands together for the Lord. This is amazing. The most powerful intercessors
intercessor in Amanda
are the ones who are able to hear God and pray according to what God is saying. So Paul says, when we are praying for all men, for kings and for those who are in authority, we must use supplication prayers. Depending on the situation that we are facing, we must pray all types of prayers. And I explained, That means that like next week we are praying and fasting. It's a type of praying. We've got Bible study groups. In our Bible study groups we pray. It's another type of praying. We've got ministries. In our ministries we pray. It's another type of praying. Also we've got something called quiet time, where it's just you and God. You are praying. It's a type of praying. So he says we must do supplications and we must do all types of prayers. And then he says we must intercede for us to live a quiet, peaceable life. Intercessors are powerful because of their ability to hear the voice of God. One day, the Philistines made a decision to attack the Israelites. But they didn't just, you know, most of the time, like Russia announced from 2014. Now we are in 2023. From 2014, they were warning Ukraine that if you do this and this and this, we will attack. So the Ukrainians knew that Russia can attack anytime. But the Philistines, they decided to ambush the Israeli army. So let's say the soldiers are moving. The Philistines were hiding somewhere, ready to pounce on them and fight them and kill them. But there was an intercessor in town. And the intercessor went to the king and said, the road that the army is planning to use, there'll be bloodshed. Tell the military to use another route. Every time the Philistine army planned an ambush against the Israeli army, Elijah will come to the king and say, okay, now move this way. To the point that the king of the Philistines became angry. And he gathered all his generals. And he said, who amongst you is a spy? Somebody here is a spy. That all our plans, you tell them to the Israeli king. Then one of them there said, no, we are not spies. But Israel has an intercessor whose name is Elijah. And he said, this guy, his ear is so sharp that when you talk in the secret place of your bedroom, he can hear what you are saying. I want to show you the strength of an intercessor. So this king decided that most my big problem is this intercessor. He sent his whole army. Not some two or three guys. The whole army. And they surrounded Elijah's house. And Elijah was living there with his servant. So the servant went out of the house to do his normal work. To his shock, the military of the Philistines had surrounded the whole house. He came back running and said, we are dead.
What is failing?
We are dead. It's over. And Elijah said, Lord, open the young man's eyes. And suddenly, the young man could see into the spirit. When he looked, everywhere were angels. And Elijah said, those who are for us are more than those who are against us. I prophesy into your life, those who are for you are more than those who are against you. In the name of Jesus. Then Elijah stepped out.
Elijah was so good.
And they told him that we are here to arrest you and kill you.
What is the last word of Bolan?
And then Elijah said, blindness!
What Elijah manning a bone.
The whole army of the Philistines became blind.
Young imp, young abone me swenyas a little put.
Hey! An intercessor is dangerous.
Ingozi.
So all of them now are trying to hey. Then Elijah said, don't worry, let me lead you to where you want to
Elijah
go.
And
he started leading them.
And
left them in a certain place and their eyes came back.
An
intercessor has the ability to hear and praise as he hears. The most powerful type of prayer is a prayer that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Not a prayer that is inspired by problems, but is inspired by the Holy Spirit. The most powerful prayer. So Paul says we must learn to pray these prayers also. If we want to live a life that doesn't have disturbances, a life that doesn't force us to flee and run away for our lives, then we must add intercession into our prayer. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you in a hurry to go home? Huh? Can I give you one more point? Are you sure? Read for me Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30. I want to show you something that happens when you become an intercessor. Ezekiel 22, verse 30.
Ezekiel chapter 22
and verse 30. I look for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I searched for someone to stand in the gap in the wall so I wouldn't have to destroy the land, but I found none.
Amen. Read it one more time.
I look for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I search for
that guards the land. Amen. In other words, protects the land. Yes.
I search for someone to stand in the gap. In the wall, so I wouldn't have to destroy the land. But I found none.
My brothers, the three of you, if you could quickly come, I want to show the church. God has
to
stand here and Dumelo stand there. I don't understand that. This is God. Do you understand? I have to think how to do this thing. Alright. This is the people. This is the devil. We are acting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, sometimes God wants to do something good for his people. But before he can do something good, somebody must pray so that the will of God can take place in the people. So the intercessor is someone who has the eye and ear that sees and hears God understands the will of God and starts praying that the will of God can take place. It's beautiful to have an intercessor. And at times, the enemy wants to attack the people. An intercessor, because you see, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your real enemy is someone you cannot see. Someone who is fighting you that you can see. Don't even waste your energy. That's not the real enemy you are fighting. The real enemy that you are fighting is someone you cannot see. And so, it is difficult to fight against someone you cannot see. How are you going to punch him? That time he's standing there. When
he's there.
So that's the beauty of an intercessor. His ear is open. His eyes are open. And he can feel, he can sense that the evil one is approaching. And he stands in the gap to say, here, you don't pass. And God's people are saved. An intercessor. May the anointing of intercession fall upon Healing Fire Ministries.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So an intercessor stands before God and prays that the will of God happens. Intercessors stand before the enemy and say, you don't touch these ones. You stop there, you don't come this way. Very dangerous. Someone who stands in the gap. Put your hands together for our brothers. Hallelujah. The prayers of an intercessor make a hedge around the people he is praying for.
Yenza indingiliza kubantu abakhulekelayo.
Indingiliza. A wall, say a wall. Yeah, around. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Are you still in Ezekiel? Read it again. I'm closing, I'm finishing.
I look for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I search for someone to stand in the gap in the wall so I wouldn't have to destroy the land. But I found none.
Do you have King James?
No, King James.
Quickly.
And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge. And
that should make up the hedge.
Umuntu wokubiya uthango.
Hedge.
Uthango.
The prayers of an intercessor.
Umkhuleko intercessor.
Become a hedge.
Iba uthango.
Around God's people.
Kubantwana baNkulunkulu.
They become a hedge.
Iba uthango.
Around the community.
Emndeni phakathini.
They become a hedge.
Iba uthango.
A hedge is something that stops the enemy from being able to do something. Now, let's see it demonstrated practically. Go to the book of Job. Quickly. Job chapter 1.
Yeah, good job.
Read for me verse 1, quickly. Quickly, ma'am. I see people want to go home now. Job chapter 1 and verse 1.
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
There once was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 teams of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. He also had many servants. He was in fact the richest person in that entire area. Job's son would take turns preparing feasts in their homes, and they would also invite their three sisters to celebrate with them. When this celebration ended, sometime after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to himself, "Perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts."
Amen. So Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
And
the Bible says every year, on their birthdays, they would make parties. Do you understand? So the Bible tells us that every time when they finished the party, Job would pray for them and intercede for them, saying, just in case, while they were enjoying themselves, they might have cursed God in their hearts. So he prayed for them, pleaded for God, "The Lord, have mercy on my children. Forgive them." Now, jump to verse 10.
"You have always put a wall of protection around him."
Okay, take it from 6. Let's go from 6 to 10.
"One day, the members of heavenly court came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser, Satan, came with them. 'Where have you come from?' the Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, 'I've been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on.'"
The devil is patrolling the earth. May he never find you while he's doing his patrol. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes.
"Then the Lord asked Satan, 'Have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil.' Satan replied to the Lord, 'Yes, but Job has good reasons to fear God. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.'"
Amen. So, God says to Satan, when you were busy doing your patrollings in the air, did you bump into someone called Job there? Satan said, "Don't tell me about that guy." He said, "I can't touch him. Because you have built a wall around him. A wall of protection." Job's prayers had become a wall around his family, around his home, around his possessions. The prayers of an intercessor become a wall. Many families are surprised. They even ask themselves, why us? It's because there's no intercessor in that family. You see, to be an intercessor is not about age. It's not about gender. As young as you are, as old as you are, you can be an intercessor. When I got saved and started going to church and started reading my Bible and developing my relationship with God, I became an intercessor to my family. Sometimes my mother will come to me because there will be things that I would have said about my family that are starting to come to pass. And she'll say to me, "Remember when you told us about this thing back then?" And sometimes I'll forget because, you see, I live in the future. I don't live in today. I live in tomorrow. My whole life is trying to bring what I see there, here. I hope you understand. I've become an intercessor for my family. And my prayers become a war. Recently, I was telling you about my brother not long ago. How that I could see the attack of the enemy against him. How that the enemy wanted to kill him through a car accident. And we started interceding, my wife and I. The other day, my wife was sleeping, Mom Ruti, and she saw my sister, which is her sister-in-law. And she saw everything that was happening in her workplace. To the point that there was someone who wanted to spike her water. So every time she drank water, there was someone who wanted to put sleeping pills in the water. So that when she drinks, she'll fall asleep at work. So the Lord showed it to her clear. She told me, and I said, let's pray. And we started praying for her. Now, years later, my grandfather passed away. We went to the funeral. When we were coming back, we came back with my sister. And I started asking her, how's work? How's everything? Everything that she said is what she saw. Everything to the T. And by the grace of God, she's still working there. So what the devil had planned against her didn't work. That's what the enemy was saying about Job. He said, I can't touch them. I can't. Because there's a war. The prayers of an intercessor, they become a wall around your life. That's why it's so important to become part of a church family. Not just Healing Fire Ministry, any church. Because the prayers of that church, the prayer of that pastor of that church, is creating a wall around your life. If you are not part of a church family, you may be going through difficult things. But if you are not part of a church family, they would be worse. Some of you would be even dead by now. But because you belong to a church family, and there's prayers going on for you day and night, you have been saved. Because someone is interceding for you. I've seen people leave our church, and their lives just finished. Just stepped out. Because they are stepping out of the wall that has been created. It's so important to be part of a church family. If you don't like ours, it's okay. Find another one and become part of them so that there will be a wall around you where the real enemy cannot enter. Where we live, we found a situation. Our neighbors, thieves came in and robbed. Our next neighbors, thieves came in and robbed. The neighbors in front of us, thieves came in and robbed. The neighbors, you know, in front to the left, to the right, thieves came in and robbed. In front to the thieves came in and robbed. But here, no thief is coming in to rob. Someone say there's a war. There's a war. There's a war. May God release the anointing for intercession in this house. May you become an intercessor in your family. May you become an intercessor in your community. May the anointing that was upon Elijah be released upon your life. May your ears be open to hear the voice of the King. May your eyes be open to see into the realms of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org. or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.